Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. That's who we are.
Come on. This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
It's your boy Nate Doggy Dog in the house featuring Nick Kay from the Land of Oz.
Oh, what's good? What's good?
Nick, I know you actually love rapping, don't you?
As a teenager, I was a big fan of Eminem.
So we're going to find out how good you are in a little freestyle battle that from time to time...
Oh, you'll go first, right? Ready?
Time, myself and Graham do it. Here we go.
Okay.
Nate Dogg in the house tonight. We're not messing around. I want a mouse tonight. It's Halloween, baby. Get out of my face. You're a disgrace. Hey, it's my boy Nick K.
I'm in for Graham. You know what I'm saying. Sit behind this mic, what? And you know my name is not Mike.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it to you,
yeah,
like your mom did me.
Oh.
What are we talking about?
Oh.
This is a podcast, baby.
Yeah. I have so many boys. I have so many toys. Get out of my face, mate. Yeah, I'm from Australia. Crocodiles, kangaroos,
I eat snakes for dinner. You come over and hit me up. I don't know what I'm saying about dinner because I'm not a... That was a real fail. Real fail.
Alright,
call him in 3, 2, 1, go.
What?
Jesus.
A good hip hop beat.
Do we go again?
One more time, yeah.
All right, ready? Go.
Go back
to the 3, 2, 1. Start up again.
Wait, okay.
I'm really into this now.
I need to know what words I should.
Callum, you need to be ready for me to throw it at you, okay?
No, I'm not. I don't rap.
No, okay. You're a rapper today, okay?
Here we go. So who's doing this?
You first.
Okay. It's getting serious. Yeah.
You ready for this, Dublin?
Big Nate Dog, let's hear it. And go.
I'm a tall man. I'm not from Japan, I'm from Ireland, a small country, baby. Yeah, when I say yeah, I say yeah. Get out of my face, baby, let's do it, yeah.
What are you saying yeah for? You're not even scared for Halloween here, baby, we are celebrating doorbells.
Oh.
That didn't rhyme, but it doesn't matter anyway. You'll know what I'm talking about when you listen to today's show. Again, I didn't rhyme, but it doesn't really matter. We're gonna throw it across to our producer. His name's Callum.
I'm having chipper for dinner. Dinner is a winner. I like a battered sausage and a pint of beer. Disclaimer, I don't really like beer.
But I loved it so much. That was actually really good.
Yeah, that was great.
Should we be worried about me talking about... I did a your mum joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that.
We will just apologise.
Why did you
for,
have to be so crude?
Because in
why
the
did you
rap
have to
game...
Do that?
No, in the rap game...
You're not being authentic.
Sometimes you have to say things like
you
that.
You don't.
No,
you
do.
You need to be believable. You've got to be authentic. You came here with your big medallion thinking,
Yeah.
Oh, I need to copy everyone else. Why don't you just look at yourself in the mirror and be you?
Yeah, I am me. Can I tell you about the most delicious apple that I've ever eaten in my life?
Bonus podcast content.
You've got no idea.
Nick influenced me to get this apple.
You're an influencer,
I'm
Nick.
I'm actually an influencer. I'm
so
going to start
an Instagram
page.
What sort of apple? Was it a pink lady?
Don't know. Went out to the fruit box in the office. It was
Could have been a red delicious.
Could have been. It was red. It was a little soft, a little refrigerated, and real juicy and real sweet.
You keep saying refrigerated. I don't buy it.
I don't think so. The fruit comes in from a company who deliver fruit to different offices. So I don't think it was refrigerated. I think it was just in a cold van because they travel
like
around
it,
in a van.
Yeah, but it'd be refrigerated slightly, wouldn't it? The van.
Yeah. But it could also have just been in a cold place because it's very cold at the minute.
One thing you learn about me is I like my things cold.
I don't. They
I
really
like
hurt my teeth. Very sensitive
cold.
Teeth.
Yeah.
You love your ice cream cold?
I love my ice cream cold.
Fantastic apples, though.
Great apples.
I went to say the best apple I'd ever had.
I went to have a banana. I tried to peel it. I ripped the head off the banana.
You're eating a lot of fruit in the last 5 minutes.
Just very hungry.
And you're going to eat loads of eggs now?
Yeah, I'm going to go cook some eggs.
How many eggs?
Creamy cheese bagels.
Four
eggs, yeah.
You say every morning when you're not doing the show, you eat 4 bits of bacon. And 4 eggs.
Yeah, so I'm doing a gym thing where I need to get a certain amount of calories and protein every day. So if I don't have an outrageously large breakfast, I don't hit the calories.
How do you cook the bacon? Is it grilled, George Foreman,
no,
fry?
Just chuck her on the fry pan.
Oh,
do you cut it
dirty.
Up beforehand?
Hey?
You heard me.
Sometimes I will. I cook it and then I'll chuck it on the chopping board, slice and dice it, and put it back into the egg. So it's kind of like a...
like a little omelette, but not omelette.
And I'll throw some cheese in there. Did you say omelette?
Omelette.
Man, you definitely say omelette. Yeah, omelette.
Just a heads up, we're running slightly over, so keep the next link very quick.
Okay. We're recording this podcast intro between some songs while the show is live.
Yeah, they know that.
We have two minutes. 2 minutes left before we have to talk.
Thank you very much for listening to this podcast.
Oh, the bed's
we
gone.
Do appreciate
What's
you.
A bed there, Nick?
We appreciate you a lot
Why
for doing
it. Why is it called
it.
A bed?
Music bed is the longer term.
Yeah, no,
it's
I know
a
that.
It's bed of music. Oh, guys, it lays
very,
under,
just
you.
Under you.
You're very you're boring people.
I'd like a music pillow.
I find
oh,
you
that'd
incredibly
be nice.
Boring.
Okay. All right, good podcast.
Hey,
so what's
great
coming up
show
on
today.
The show? We celebrated International Doorbell Day because
That's
October 31. Why else would what else you'd be selling?
Downtown, I went up to a man and he said to me, "Why? How are Lewis drivers sexy?"
Yep.
So we get into that conversation.
That was fun. And there's a scary story as well, which we really set the ambience in the room, and it was
Ooh,
quite good.
Yeah, it was lovely.
All right, enjoy the podcast,
hey,
everyone.
You enjoy it.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
The Nick Kay sitting in while Graham's away, and I'm excited, Nathan, to hear how this event went down last night.
Okay, Nick, you know I have a big dirty secret. You know last Friday after the show, I ended up getting a tattoo.
Look, it's no secret to the listener, it's no secret to Callum and myself, but your parents, would you say they're slightly more conservative?
Very conservative yeah. people. No one in my family has a tattoo. I have three older brothers. I just decided because I was the youngest child and I work in the media that I'm going to be a bit crazy and get permanent ink on my skin.
You got the bug because the first one came and I said it to you. I was like, man, you just watch. You're going to get the first one and then you won't be able to stop.
My mum was absolutely horrified when she saw the first one and she said, please promise me you won't ever get another tattoo. And I went, Mama, I won't.
Just remind everyone what your first tattoo was as well.
First tattoo was just a kind of a ring around my wrist.
I'd call it a permanent bracelet.
Would you?
It's like someone's drawn a bracelet on you. It's lovely. It's lovely.
Graham hates it. He says I could have just gotten a Sharpie and did it myself instead of having it for the rest of my life.
Or put one of these on, like.
So what happened was I decided to invite my parents over to my gaff yesterday and I was going to tell them. I was going to be honest and I was going to tell my mum that I lied to her when I promised her I wasn't going to get a tattoo anymore. So I'd set the scene very nicely. I had mugs out on the counter. I was going to make them a nice cup of coffee. I even went that extra mile, Nick. I bought cupcakes in my local store. €2.
Okay.
€2 for 10 cupcakes. Absolute
Jeez, that's
bargain.
A bargain.
Yeah, I was pushing it out. So the parents came over. I had the coffee and every all the food was out. And you know I always wear a tank top.
When you're in your cozy environment, you do like to rock a tank, yeah?
You know, it's a good look for me. I then realized when I heard the doorbell that I was thinking, oh God, I can't do this. I can't see the disappointment in my mother's eyes. Not again. I do not want to be the most hated figure in my family. So I just wore a really woolly jumper covering up my tattoo because it's on the top of my left arm.
Yeah, I think that's funny because you went one extreme to the other. A t-shirt would have absolutely covered your... Like, your t-shirt you're wearing now is covering your tattoo.
Yeah, looking back, because I actually had the heating on,
yeah,
and I was sweating big time. Like, actually, sweat beads were falling from my brow.
And
my mom went, take off the jumper. I went, no, it's fine. It's fine.
I'm doing you sweat therapy where I like to sweat all day.
And I was so close to saying it just for the last 5 minutes when my dad went, okay, right, we better go. And I went, guys.
Yeah, go on.
Have a great journey.
So I wanted to know, just a bit of role play, for example. I'm your mum and dad. Actually, Callum's your mum, I'm your dad.
Oh, wow.
Look at us now. Just
Jesus,
tell us
parents,
from,
you look
how
awful.
How would you have delivered this message?
It just would have been like, Mother, I'm moving to Yemen.
Is that easier to tell them?
I think it's easier.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Recently, you'll be aware, I've been lack of sleep, the baby in the house. And as a result, I feel like maybe I've been, I want to apologize up front. I feel like I've been a little grouchy.
You've been horrible to work with.
You wouldn't have noticed it on the air. I'm an absolute charmer when this mic comes on.
You've been grouchy When the mics have been down once or twice yesterday, I said, I'm going to play a clip off my screen. And you went, shut up, man. No, I'm talking to Callum.
Yeah, I've got this. See, Nathan over his side has no buttons, but there is one thing he can do. And I'm still responsible for that fader. And I said, I've got you. And then I actually forgot to put it up, didn't I?
Yes. So you gave out to me.
Listen, it all came to a head yesterday. I got home from work and there was a letter in the mail. And I opened this letter and it was a bill from a certain company who I won't name. And I saw the letter and I was like, do you know what? This has annoyed me because I've actually paid this bill. So why are they still chasing me for this money?
Ah, all right.
And in the letter, it was like, here's our number. Give us a call and we will, you know, make a payment or whatever. So I was like, here, I'll bloody show these guys. So I dialed the number in, got a loudspeaker, haven't even taken my jacket off. I'm ready for a fight, right? And this lovely girl answers the phone. And we spent, I don't know, you know what it's like when you ring these call centers. You go through 5 minutes of identification
checks.
Yeah, please
press 7 if you want to speak about blah, blah,
yeah.
blah.
So I finally got through to a human and she's still doing ID checks. Full name, address, date of birth, blah, blah, blah. Now, all of this sort of stuff. Anyway, right. I finally got through all of that and she turns around to me and she says, she was like, right, thanks for all the identification. And I went to do my bit about, oh, I got this letter. And she didn't even let me in. She was like, the reason I've called you today and went to talk like this.
And oh, I like it.
I went, whoa. The reason I've called you today.
Getting aggressive, yeah. Nick. Getting very aggressive.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, I've called her. She hasn't called me. What's she going to tell me now? And I said, listen, the reason I've called you is because I got a letter in the mail talking about this amount of money I owe. And I was ringing to tell you, I've paid the money.
So what did she say?
She realised that in that moment she was like, oh yeah, you have called me. But then what she said, she turned around and she was like, do you know what I meant to say was the reason we would have been in contact with you via mail was because we were looking for this money, blah, blah, blah. And I can see here on the system you've paid it, so actually we have no business here. And that moment I realised...
End of fight.
Well, I realised I may have overreacted. And you know, in that moment where you might have been a little bit aggressive, yeah, and you realise that you probably came across a bit of a bad guy.
So did you turn on the charm?
Overcompensating. It was like the mics went live. I became so charming and I was like, no, you have a lovely day. You're doing a great job.
You've definitely offered her lots of cinema passes.
I actually text Callum in the moment. I was like, I'm going to need access to your cinema pass. I need to send this lovely girl cinema passes. I've been a real bad guy.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
This is Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. It's time to do the showbiz shootout.
Hey, partner. I'm okay with you being here for a few days, but you're going to have to leave when my compadre Graham returns from holidays.
I don't like you telling me what to do, boy.
It's the showbiz shootout.
You listen here, boy. I'm talking to you.
Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand.
I ain't no Democrat.
They're dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story.
Hold my hand. Are we holding hands? You didn't say we're holding hands.
And at the end, they decide which one is better. Nick, you begin.
Why?
Come on, you
all
begin.
Right. Okay, so I wanted to take you on a journey.
Oh, lovely.
Through music. So you know the way Graham and myself, we're very heavily into country music. Like, I'm a big fan of country music, if anyone didn't know that. Last year, Graham and I, we actually went to, there's a country music festival that happens here in Dublin called Country to Country. It's in March, it's in the Three Arena
Both
every
of
year.
You had a lovely picture together.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic evening.
Where's the story in this?
Man, I'm getting there. That's the start of the story.
Come on. Okay.
So I keep trying to get you into country music. Now, Luke Combs, you may not have heard of him. You may have heard of him. If you've heard of him, you know he's a fantastic country artist. He's probably the biggest name in country music at the moment. He's just been announced as one of the headline acts for this year's Country to Country. And Nathan, I keep sending you songs to listen to. Has he won you over yet?
Not yet, no.
All right, well, I got something that I think is going to win you over for Luke Combs.
Oh, okay.
Not only is he playing at Country to Country next year, and we're all going to see him, and we're really excited, right? But guess what he's also done? You'll relate to him here, right? He's just also announced his own line of Crocs.
Oh, Luke Combs, you know I'm such a big fan of Crocs. You know I own a pair of Crocs that are nearly 13 years old.
What do you think of his Crocs? Hold on, while you look at that picture, have a listen to this.
Hey, y'all, Luke Combs here, letting you know that my latest Crocs collab drops November 14th from Crocs.com.
Yes. Yeah, boy!
Oh, I like Luke Combs now.
Yes, you
They're lovely Crocs as well. He has sort of stickers and he has his face on the top of the Crocs with his big beard.
It's lovely. Great Crocs. I'm going to start wearing them.
From Luke Combs, I want to talk about everyone's favourite Strictly Come Dancing judge. It is Mr. Bruno Tognali.
Oh, sexy mama, queen of drama, you can tango.
Do you watch Strictly at all?
No, I don't.
Do you ever watch it with the missus?
No.
Okay, well, Bruno Tognali, he's one of the judges. Another judge is Craig Revel Horwood. Hard to say his name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Craig, in a recent interview, has been slagging off Bruno's Instagram, saying that Bruno has been putting up semi-naked photos of himself for far too long. He says he thinks he has got the body of a 23-year-old, which he doesn't. He has admitted that it's time for the Italian to learn to start covering up as he slams him for being in love with himself. I want to show you.
Please show me a picture.
One of Bruno's most recent Instagrams.
Come on, Bruno.
And it looks very much like yourself. He is donning a pair of black Speedos and he's standing in front of a hedge in his back garden.
There's a few flowers in front as well. How old is he?
He's in his 40s, I think.
Look, if I look like that when I'm 40, I don't know if I'd post some pictures to Instagram, but look, I'd be happy with it anyway.
He looks great, doesn't he?
63.
40? What? I was going to say he looks older than 40. 63.
I took a wild guess.
I was proven
mistaken.
You were 13 years
old. Can I say Bruno looks fantastic?
Yeah.
He has abs and pecs. And because of that, I think I win.
No, Callum, producer Callum, who's the winner today?
It's got to be Nick.
Is that two mornings in a row?
Twice in a row.
Congrats to me.
How much are you paying the sheriff?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. I can see my
whole world change. Joel Curry and Sorry. There's no need to live if I can be with you. 7:45, you know what that means here on Spin.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
I'm not sorry about this.
Oh, you... One of Nathan's favourite things to do is take the name of the last song to play and try and seg it into conversation. But that, where are you going from there? What are you not sorry about?
I don't apologise for Gotta Get It Wrong. What? I put my name to it.
Yeah, of course you would. It's an award-winning game.
I think it's a solid game. Let's go to a caller. Jenny, what is the crack?
What's the story? How are you?
Ah, look, I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm feeling even better now.
Oh. Is this Jenny from the block, is it?
It is indeed, actually, yeah.
Stop it.
Jenny from the Bond.
Jenny, what's the plan today?
I'm just up getting my daughter ready for crash. She has a Halloween party today.
What's she going as?
She's going to the fairy.
Oh,
the beautiful
lovely.
Fairy, yeah.
Love that. I love it so much. All right, and what are you going as?
I'm just going as myself. Beautiful.
Happy day.
Stunning. And are you going to get many trick-or-treaters later, do you think?
I'd say so, yeah, because where I live, there's loads of kids there is.
Happy days.
Are you tempted to turn the lights off and pretend you're not in?
No, not at all. No, that's mean. Anyone that does that is mean.
Nick, that's mean of you. Stop doing that, Nick.
Jenny, you're on to play Gotta Get It Wrong. 13's
the
score.
Oh, yes, I do.
13's the score to beat.
Come on, Jenny.
Have you got what it takes?
Well, I hope so. I'm pretty good when I'm on radio.
I think she's going to do excellent.
Sounds confident.
Yeah.
I'm getting confident vibes.
So how can she
confident
play?
Confident could be cheeky.
Jenny, this is what we do, right? We stick 1 minute on the clock. You got 60 seconds to get as many questions wrong as possible. The answers have to be in relation to the question. And you can't repeat yourself. So none of the same answers twice in a row or whatever. And you have to be in within a certain time or I'm going to buzz you out of it.
Perfect, yeah.
And all I need you to do is whenever you're ready, count me down from three. We're going to start this thing off.
Right, 3, 2, 1, go.
What animal is Bugs Bunny?
A pig.
Name a Jason Statham film.
Pass.
What is Scarlett Johansson's job?
A singer.
What sport did Andre Agassi play?
Football.
What sport did Tim Henman play?
Tennis.
What do tennis players hit a tennis ball with?
A baton.
What does a golfer hit a golf ball with?
His head.
Sing a song that you sing on someone's birthday.
How are you, love?
Do your best Leo Varadkar impression.
What's the story, man?
Sing the Australian national anthem. What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Carrots.
Name a colour in the rainbow.
Black.
What street is the spire on?
Garden Street.
What date is Halloween?
25th of December.
What date is Christmas Day?
24th of October.
Name a Christmas song.
Happy birthday to you.
What's 74 minus 4? Oh, okay.
Whoa. Jenny, it was a rough start, but then once the question 3 or 4 kicked in, you were like, you were on a roll. You were just pumping through.
I was on a roll.
I wouldn't be surprised if you got a decent score.
Call you butter, really? Jenny, because you were on a roll.
Brilliant.
Very good.
Jenny, how did you find it?
Actually, it was nerve-wracking at the start, but then I flew through.
All right. Jenny came on this morning. Bags of confidence, bags of energy, so much charisma. I tell you, you're reminding me of someone.
Yeah.
You reminded me of a very, very young Katie Price.
Oh, she loves that.
That's an insult.
Oh, no, wait, it's not. No.
That's Nathan's favourite celebrity.
It's a good thing.
Oh, sorry, Nathan.
Please.
Thank you for that.
Jenny, she's my hero. And do you
really?
Know what? You ended up getting 13.
Oh, no way.
So close. You needed to get 14.
No worries.
Look, you've been an absolute pleasure to have on the show this morning, Jenny. Have a great day. Great Halloween.
Thanks so much. Bye.
See you, Jenny. Bye.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Black Bear, that is Hot Girl Bummer. This is Spin 103.8, 6 minutes after eight. You got Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Nick Case sitting for Graham.
It's a special day today.
You know what it is.
It's what we've all been waiting for. Only happens once in the year. There's a real buzz around the city, massive buzz in the building as I speak.
So rewarding, isn't it?
Because children love it,
yep.
But also adults are obsessed with it as well.
I mean, on for the day that's in it, what else would we be talking about at 6 minutes past eight?
We know that every radio station is talking about it, but we have to do it as well.
For the day that's in it, of course.
It is International Doorbell Day!
Yeah!
Come on! Oh, Doorbell Day. It's my favorite day of the year.
I mean, there's so many great doorbells out there.
Oh, my God.
We've heard them. You've heard them.
Now, I know you're listening. Oh, of course, duh, biggest day of the year. We want to give a platform on this show to all the doorbells around the country.
There's so many unique doorbells out there. I know in my time, I've come across some absolute crackers. My auntie in Sydney, right?
Oh, yeah?
Her doorbell. You go up, walk up, press the button. That's what hers does. I press
Sounds
it a few times. I'd be let in the house. I come back out and press it again. So we want to know from you guys out there. 087 711 1038. Let's celebrate International Doorbell Day together. Because what else will we be talking about on a day like today, 31st of October?
We're having a doorbell party. We want to hear your doorbell. We are aware that a lot of you could be driving in the car. So if you want to just mimic what your doorbell sounds like, get in touch. Send us a WhatsApp voice message.
Yeah, if you've got a fancy doorbell, or if you know someone who does, or if you've ever come across one, just voice memo it to us in WhatsApp. Do you want to hear some?
Yeah, let's hear just a few. Come on. Oh, yeah.
God, what a day. What a day.
One sounded like a drill. Neve says, "Hey, Nathan and Nick, a friend of mine had a doorbell that played the Little Mermaid tune.
Wow.
It was awesome, but got worn out and hasn't worked since."
We've actually got a clip Neve has sent us of the doorbell. Callum, is it her or the doorbell?
No, I just found the doorbell on the internet.
Oh, bro, isn't the internet fantastic?
Let's take a listen to the Little Mermaid doorbell. International Doorbell Day.
Incredible.
Hey, Connor has sent his doorbell through.
Right.
Oh, I think he's mimicked it.
That's
really, really good.
Yes, Connor.
Liz and Steve listening to us in the car this morning, they've sent theirs through.
A real cackle.
It sounds like they're celebrating a different sort of day.
Nah, I don't know what day that would be.
This one's come through. No name attached, but we're going to celebrate it anyway.
Ding dong.
Yes!
Oh, So far, that is my favourite doorbell ever.
This one's come through from Shifra. It sounds like this.
That's a knocker. I believe that's a knocker.
Now, is that the person knocking or is that the doorbell just knocks for you? Oh, imagine you had a doorbell that knocked for you.
That's incredible.
This is why we love doorbells.
You know, just so many things happen.
All right, are we going to keep going?
Can we just hear Steve one more time?
Steve, as in the Halloween one?
No, I like the ding dong.
Oh, the ding dong one. I think that was this one here.
Ding dong.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I don't want to alert everyone in the studio, Callum. I know you like to do a lot of research for the show, but I've been alerted by a text message that's just come in. Something else is today that we haven't touched on yet. I don't know if you've heard it.
Look in your diary.
Halloween.
I can't say I've heard of it.
Who's Ween?
Halloween. All right, so look, we're a show that keeps a finger on the pulse.
It is Halloween. Yeah, oh, it is Halloween today.
Today, yeah. As well as International Doorbell Day. Yeah. Who would have known?
Jeez, why are they both on the same day?
Silly of the organisers.
Must be very confusing. So,
I suppose we have to do something around it, don't we?
Yeah, producer Callum just handed me some sort of spooky story that involves a 9-year-old boy called Grady Hendrix and some leftover sweet and sour pork.
He tells me it's actually quite a scary story.
Is it?
Right, we're going to do Halloween scary stories next here on Spin.
Nick, please set the scene.
Oh my God. Horrifying.
We are aware that it's Halloween today.
We have our finger on the pulse.
Producer Callum has given me a story that he says is so frightening that I actually have to give a warning out.
Is it actually that scary? With Kermit the Frog reading the story, is it ever going to be that horrifying?
So if you get scared easily, don't turn us off, but maybe sing a song to yourself. Wake me up before you go.
Or send a complaint to Callum in text form.
Yeah, send a complaint to Callum,
Maybe turn off the lights or something. Do we need to...
Okay, well, don't turn off my light because I'm reading from the sheet of paper.
I would like to think that you've prepared this.
Okay. It comes from a boy called Grady Hendrix. Can I say, how relaxing is it doing the studio in complete darkness?
I wish the listeners could feel what I'm feeling right now. This is great.
All right. Gather around the campfire. I feel like I'm up in Killiney Hill at 4 in the morning. Here we go. When I turned 9, I realized I could sneak downstairs after everyone was asleep and eat anything from the fridge without anyone ever noticing. Are you listening, Nick?
Yeah, I've got you.
One night in May...
Midnight snacker.
1981, we ordered takeaway and I waited until everyone else was asleep to eat the leftover sweet and sour pork. Greedy. When I got to the kitchen, I heard a fork click on the counter.
Mum's also up.
I froze. In the light of the microwave, I saw an outline of a man in our kitchen. He couldn't see me, but I saw him eating our leftovers and drinking milk from the carton. Oh, drinking milk from the carton, not even a glass.
What a wild story.
I went upstairs to wake up my mum and dad, but by the time they woke up, the man downstairs was gone. Then in August, I was reading in my bedroom and I looked up. There's an air conditioning vent above my bed. In the vent, a pair of eyes were watching me. In the last week of August, the house started to smell. One night, rice was falling out the vents. Except it wasn't rice, it was maggots. The aircon people said something probably crawled in the vents and died. Turned out, what had crawled into the vents was the guy. We lived in an old house with lots of space between the walls. Sometimes, when I'm at someone's house, I smell a little BO coming from the aircon.
Oh, my God.
And I'm wondering, who's living back there?
Is this a true story?
In the walls.
So the guy, obviously, lived in the house, died. He crawled into the air vents,
was
died.
Was that rice from the sweet and sour?
His ghost was eating the leftover Chinese.
Oh, I know. It was maggots. God. Do you have an air vent in your bedroom?
No. Oh, what? No, I don't. No.
Oh my God. We have an air vent in the studio.
Oh, God. I can sit.
No, I would love if some sweet and sour dropped from that. I would be all over that.
Maggots,
I would elbow you in the face to get to that sweet and sour.
What if there was maggots on it as well?
Yeah, I would eat it if it looked like sweet and sour.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
We're very excited about this. We are giving away weekend passes to Ireland's largest gaming and esports event. It is called the Insomnia Gaming Festival.
Really
exciting. Happening out at the RDS, 9th and 10th of November. There you can actually try on virtual reality tech. Do you remember yourself and myself?
We're actually just talking. Yeah, we were talking about this. We're at a friend's place, and did we do skydiving? I feel like I did one where I was in a shark cage.
See, Nick was the really annoying guy at the party that you were supposed to only have one go, but you'd just be hogging it the entire time.
I was like, next one.
Nick, okay, you were in the shark's cage. Now I want to jump out of the
back. Back off, Nathan. It's my turn.
You scratched me like a coward.
So there's loads of virtual reality there as well. And as well as that, there's also going to be like Fortnite and FIFA tournaments all across the weekend. So if you're into that sort of stuff, it really is the epicenter of everything gaming.
So we're giving away weekend passes. Four people can go to it. All you have to do is tell us what classic theme song this is from a game.
Okay, so
this is so nostalgic for me. Davey boy, what's the plan today?
I'm just heading into work now. Traffic is crazy, so I just have it on loudspeaker there.
What line of work are we in?
I'm a mechanical and electrical coordinator for a building contractor.
Oh, sounds important.
And have you dressed up for Halloween?
Not yet, no. I'm thinking about dressing up old school Michael Myers. Possibly Sonic the Hedgehog.
Very cool.
Sonic the Hedgehog. I see what you did there, my good fellow.
Interesting. I'm going to hit play on this real quick. Do you know what theme that is?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah.
You are damn right, Davey, baby.
You're going along to the Insomnia Gaming Festival. It's in the RDS November 9 and 10. Loads of VR tournaments across the weekend. You got a VIP four-day family pass.
Guys, am I right that they're doing the Sonic the Hedgehog film? And didn't they have to actually remake it because Sonic had the strangest teeth in the world?
I think so.
Yeah, he looked awful looking apparently, and they had to change the whole thing based on that.
It was like Rami Malek out of Bohemian Rhapsody with his big old donkey teeth.
That's exactly what he looked like. He was scary looking, so I think he had to change his teeth because he would have scared all the kids off.
That's it.
Davey boy, get back to your day. You've won the weekend passes. Thank you very much.
Thanks, lads. Appreciate it.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Mr. Gavin James.
Producer Callum's eating,
gnawing on an apple in the background, shouting stuff.
He says it's the nicest apple he's ever had.
I had one. Fantastic apple.
Are you sponsored by apples?
I wish I was. That was the best apple I've ever had. You're on Spin. It's Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Nick Kay sitting in this week while Graham's on his holidays. It's 9:35.
It's Thursday, Nick.
And I'm so excited.
Come on.
Petunia Clark, let's do this, baby. Together we sing. We'll get Graham in on it as well, will we?
I think Graham is singing right now.
One.
Here we go.
Downtown, Nathan is on the streets. Downtown, he's telling a bunch of lies. Downtown. Nathan is going downtown.
Morning!
Downtown.
Don't you dare.
I tried to sing over that intro.
Sing over downtown.
Nathan put his hand up as if to silence me.
Downtown. Part of the show where I hit the streets and I tell people lies about a certain topic. It is Halloween today, so I decided to do a Halloween-inspired downtown. The most popular face to carve into the pumpkin this year. If you were to guess, what do you think it is?
Well, mine was a cat, so I don't know what everyone else is doing.
I love it, a cat with little whiskers.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to do, and what sort of blade did you use?
It took me about, 10 minutes? And it was a cheese knife.
Does it look like a cat, or is it more like a ferret?
Oh,
you'd be right in the head with that one.
How dare you? The most actually popular face to carve into a pumpkin is of Graham O'Toole's face, but people are kind of struggling in doing it because they can't put the double chin in. Would you struggle with it?
Probably.
I think stick with the cat.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the cat.
You're eating a lovely crepe. What's in it?
Nutella.
Oh, nice. Will you be eating that on Halloween?
Probably not.
And guys, what are we doing for Halloween? Are we going to a big party that I just haven't heard of?
A small party.
Yeah. What are you going as?
Patrick Bateman.
Oh, nice. Michael D. Higgins is going to dress up as a deer this year, apparently. And on Halloween night, he's just going to roam around with the deer. Would you find that a beautiful sight?
It would be very beautiful.
Michael D. with massive antlers croaking like a deer. Is that just on your Christmas wish list?
Yes, completely.
Would you watch from afar with your Nutella crap?
Definitely, definitely.
And just say I'm Michael, what would you shout at me?
Go on, Michael.
Ryan Tuberty was caught eating a cheese sandwich in the RT car park there, and someone thought that he was dressed up as Stuart Little.
I'm not surprised at that.
Do you think he looks like a mouse?
Sort of.
The sexiest costume this year voted is a Lewis driver. Do you find them to be quite sexy?
Nah. Not at all.
When you're on the Lewis, are you not distracted?
Nah, not really. Because what's sexy about it, the Lewis driver? Huh? You tell me. It's an ordinary person. They're not wearing any sexy clothes.
But they wear a long jacket, sir.
Well, everybody wearing a long jacket.
Huh? You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Okay, it's what you've been waiting for. Nick filling in for Graham to do Choose the News.
It's time to choose the news.
Every morning, no, he just misses
no,
the beat.
No, I'm going to get it right. It's time to choose the news.
I think you missed it again. The News. Nick, big shoes to fill. You've three bits of news, and I choose one of them to hear the full story from. This better be entertaining.
Always. Headlines coming at you. Number one, Shrektastic.
Oh.
Number two, Kill Kenny. Mm. Number three, I'm tortellini in love with you.
Ah.
What are you going for?
I'm going to go with the first one, please.
Shrektastic.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. This is a good story. A 69-year-old fella from the UK, right? He had a mate. His mate was really into treasure hunting. I'm talking about metal detectors, going out with groups of lads, just metal detectors on the ground trying to find, you know, whatever. It's a
trying to find metal.
It's a nice hobby. It's a bit of a pastime. Sometimes you'll stumble onto something of value, cash it in, maybe make a little bit of dollar on the side.
Oh, you love saying dollar.
This guy, he went with his mate. This was his first time ever doing treasure hunting with metal detectors, right?
What did he find?
Well, he ended up finding, get this, a coin, like a
I know what a coin is.
Monetary coin from over 2,000 years ago.
Oh. Right, let's talk dinero.
2,000 years!
How much is it worth?
Okay, it was actually valued at about £380, right? But the whole thing with this that I'm finding fascinating is, how is it that something can sit in the ground or on the surface of the floor for 2,000 years and no one find it? Like, we're developing houses, like countries and nations are developing all the time. How is it that no one has stumbled upon this coin in 2,000 years?
Well, maybe they didn't dig deep enough.
The fascinating part about this story, I'm going to give you a picture now in just a second of the coin. But firstly, I want to say to you, what is it about coins that people put on coins? Like, I know in Australia and also in the UK, we put the Queen, people of importance. In America, you've got former presidents on money.
I remember, right? On the pound, there was a deer on it.
Was
it? Remember that? Producer Callum?
No. It's normally people of importance that go on money, right? All this right. Coin from 2,000 years ago, they were doing the same thing. They were putting the most important thing at the time on their money, right?
All right.
Have a look at this. Here we go. On this coin. You tell me what you see there.
It's on this coin.
It's Donkey from Shrek. That's who it is.
Yes, star! Uno, dos, cuatro, hit!
Donkey from Shrek is on the coin.
Is that Donkey from Shrek?
Yes, it is.
I don't see a donkey there.
Actually, look, turn around.
Where's the donkey?
There's the head. There's the body. Look, he's doing that thing he does.
It's more like a goat.
You've actually ruined the story. Callum, jump on the microphone there. That is Donkey, right?
It is. I'll put a picture on our Instagram stories, okay. Official Spin 1038. That is 100% Donkey from Shrek, and I know my Shrek.
I'm 100% that Donkey. I'm going
to
put a poll up as well on the picture, Callum. Put a poll there. We'll say Donkey from Shrek or not Donkey from Shrek.
It is Donkey from Shrek. Anyone who doesn't say so is wrong.
Was that a decent story?
Yeah, it was.
One of the better ones.
Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.